This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 92. SEO contracts are almost always a scam. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because scammy SEO agencies always try to lock you in with a contract. There are few subjects in SEO that are more polarizing than talking about whether or not you should use a contract. I've got great information for SEO buyers and some pretty bad information for the shady SEO scammers out there. But anyway, let's get into it. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. Okay, if you've ever read any SEO forums or any discussions or anything, if the topic of contracts gets brought up, it's always a huge discussion, basically. Some people are like, they're bad. Some people are like, oh, you have to have a contract. Yeah, okay, bro. It's like the people that say content is king, right? Whatever. Anyways, look. So let me tell you what a normal conversation looks like. Okay, I hear this multiple times a week from people that email me. They say, hey, Grumpy SEO Guy, our last SEO agency, sometimes it's more than one, you know, they made us sign a 6-month contract and all they did was write articles and, you know, they charged us thousands of dollars a month and our ranking didn't increase at all, you know, and then when the 6 months was over, they tried to get us to sign another contract because they said they needed to write more content for us. And sometimes the people that I talk to, that happens once or twice. Sometimes it's even like three. They use three different SEO agencies, all of whom only wrote content and locked them into a contract where they have to keep paying them lots of money for new content. So if you haven't listened to Grumpy SEO Guy before, you should be aware that content is not an SEO strategy, and it also has almost no effect on where you actually rank. So if you're talking to an agency or a consultant or whoever, and they say, oh, we're going to write content for you, and that's going to help you rank, they're lying. Do not work with that person. That person is scamming you, okay? And if you're curious about that, you can listen to episode 43, which is called Content is Not an SEO Strategy. So basically, you've got these scammy agencies that are writing content, and it doesn't matter what number they use. Sometimes it's 5 articles a month or 15 articles a month. It doesn't matter because content is not an SEO strategy. So the reason you're not ranking is not because you don't have enough content on your site. Anyway, and then when the contract ends, and obviously there has been no gain in rank or anything, they're like, well, you need to sign another contract because we'll write you really good content and it will make you rank better. No, it won't. So anyway, look, contracts exist, so you have to continue to pay somebody. That's why contracts exist. In 15 years, we have never used a contract ever. And I want to quantify that statement because, so we do month to month SEO. Let me start over. If we're doing an SEO package, right, like backlinks or something, it's month to month, okay? You can stop paying us at any time. We can also stop working with you at any time, okay? It's either party can choose to end the relationship at any time, okay? We're not forcing you to keep paying us because you signed a contract. No, but look, all our stuff is month to month. And if you're doing it a month at a time, there's no reason to have a contract. Like, you don't need one. It's just month to month. What am I going to have you sign a new contract every month? No. Anyway, whatever. Anyway, look. So we tell our clients, hey, if you decide to not work with us anymore, please try to give us 30 days notice. It's not necessary, but it's good, okay? And same thing, if we decide that we're not going to work with somebody anymore, we'll give them 30 days notice, okay? But that's not a contract. So, I don't know. Look, I can't even imagine, like, making somebody agree to, like, 6 months or 12 months or whatever. Because, like, no. And let me, okay, here's why that happens all the time. So, if you ask, like, some blogger, right? Just some, like, blogger person. And you're like, hey, how long do you think SEO takes? The answer that you will always get is, oh, it takes about 3 to 6 months to see results. Or occasionally, oh, about 6 to 12 months to see results. You know, it's kind of like, so how long does SEO take? Oh, you know, about 3 to 6 months. Oh, SEO, I've seen it written like verbatim. SEO takes about 3 to 6 months. Based on what? Based on what? Did you do research into each domain on the internet and conclude that all of them will take about 3 to 6 months to rank for their keywords? Really? Or is that just some like random estimate you give because it sounds good? Does it sound good that you're going to say 3 to 6 months and then you can get them to sign a 3 to 6 month contract? Here's a fun, please feel free to do this, by the way. If anyone ever tells you 3 to 6 months, ask them why. Ask them, what specific research did you do into our competitors and us and our keywords that led you to believe 3 to 6 months? Why not 4 to 7 months? Why not 2 to 5 months? Specifically quantify for me what you looked at that made you decide 3 to 6 months or whatever time frame they give you. I like to ask that question. By the way, I've never gotten a response to that question, but people will sometimes share online. They'll say something like, oh, yeah, you know, we're quoted the following amount by an SEO agency. And, you know, and with that money every month, they're going to write us 10 articles and build us 15 backlinks. And it's like, why? What specifically did they look at to determine that 10 articles a month is the proper plan for you and 15 backlinks? What specifically did they look at to compute that 15 backlinks is the correct number for you? And nobody ever has an answer because they're just saying numbers that sound good. SEO takes 3 to 6 months and write 10 articles and 15 backlinks per month. Yeah, okay, bro. By the way, that sounds to me like SEO off a menu, which is a bad idea regardless. One-size-fits-all SEO packages never help anyone ever except the shady consultant who is selling them to you. Anyway, by the way, just for fun, we just did an assessment for a client a little bit ago. And I told him in the meeting, I felt kind of bad. I'm like, listen, I know that we said that like on average, it's like 6 to 12 months. But I'm like, based on the data that we have that we've, you know, spent the last most of the meeting talking about, I'm like, for you, it's probably closer to like 18 to 24 months because of the following, right? Specific numbers based on data, not just, oh yeah, it takes about 12 months, bro. But you got to remember, somebody's going to say, why didn't you tell them that beforehand? Because I didn't know. You don't know things until you have provided the time and effort to look in to a client's website or like whatever the thing is you're doing, their competition, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. But look, so like my point is this, if somebody were to ask me, how long does SEO take on average? I probably, depending on how specific I wanted to get, you know, I'd probably say it takes about 6 months, but there's so many factors. That's such a guess that you can't even go by it. Okay. I'm not sure what else to say. That's such a guess. Like sometimes you get good movement after 6 months. Sometimes you get no movement after a year because the competition is very difficult. Sometimes you get incredible movement after like 2 months because it's easy. But like, you can't just answer that question. You remember in another episode, we said like, how fast you need to be to win a race depends on your competition. And I don't know what your competition is doing unless I spend multiple days looking into all the things I need to look into, okay? And I hope you guys understand the difference between an SEO agency saying, oh yeah, it'll take 6 months, sign this contract, having done zero research into anything, and me saying, SEO might take about 6 months, but without specifically doing analysis into your website, your keywords, your competition, etc., I can't answer that question. I hope you understand the difference between those. Anyway, that's one of the things that we figure out. Like, before we even start working with a client, we spend a long time assessing their competition to figure out exactly what is happening in their industry with them and their competition. So if you're going to email me, because people like to email me and message me and say, hey, here's my website, here's my keywords, how long will it take me to rank? That is an expensive question that will take some time to answer. Just FYI, there's no secret SEO program that I type your information in and click a button and it tells me the answer. Like, how much weight do you need to lift to like be the strongest person at the contest? I don't know. It depends on your competition, doesn't it? So like, how long does SEO take? Remember, SEO is not a thing that you do to your website. So it's not like it takes a certain amount of time to complete the SEO task, right? Anyway, doesn't matter. So let's talk about contracts. I already said most of our services that we provide are month to month. If you want to leave next month, awesome. I'm sorry it didn't work out, but you're welcome to do so, you know? Or if we decide that we're not going to work with you anymore, then it's the same. So like, I don't know. But I've heard all kinds of arguments like in favor of contracts, but ultimately they all boil down to, we want to keep getting paid longer and we don't want the other person to have an option to stop working with us, which sounds kind of controlling to me. So I don't know. Like, nobody likes contracts though. Like, nobody likes being locked into things. And yes, let's say SEO, let's say it will take 12 months, okay? Why would I lock you into that? Other than I'm just trying to extract as much money from you as possible. Why would I lock you into that? If after 4 months you feel like you're not getting the value that you should, even though we said it's probably going to take 12 months based on research and not just choosing numbers that sound good, okay? Like, you're welcome to leave. That's fine. So I guess what I'm asking, anybody out there who's considering like purchasing SEO from somebody, do you want to work with somebody that does not have that thought process, right? What if you need to leave for some reason, right? What if you just don't want to work with them anymore after like 4 months? Oh, you can't because you're stuck for the rest of the year. Yeah, no, that's, you should never ever sign an SEO contract ever. I will say SEO contracts are almost always a scam because I can't, in 15 years, I haven't thought of a reason why you need to use one. Maybe there's a reason that I just haven't pictured yet, but we've never had to use one. Anyway, look, here's the thing. You don't need a contract. Anything that can be done with a contract can also be done without a contract. So if you say it's a good idea to lock yourself into a contract where no matter what happens, you're going to be paying for the next year, go ahead. But I'm telling you to not do that. Okay, I'm telling you to not do that because it will not go well for you, probably. That's my advice. Anyway, if you have experience with SEO contracts and you're watching this video on YouTube, you should post it below because I'm curious what you think of everything. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet, and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about, should you hide your private blog network?